This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so on Friday we spoke about the inyan of that the Aseres HaDibrois, which the Rebbeinu Shem gave us in Parshas Va'aschanan, were then summarized and captured in Kriya Shema. And we use this idea to explain why the Kriya Shema appears immediately after the Aseres HaDibrois, that the Aseres HaDibrois, in a way, are that the Kriya Shema is a summary of the Aseres HaDibrois. And we quoted the Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi brings that the Aseres HaDibrois were recited immediately before Shema, because the whole concept of Shema is the Aseres HaDibrois is gufa shel Shema. The purpose of the Aseres HaDibrois is Shema. So we were trying to say that that's the connection between Kriya Shema and the Aseres HaDibrois in the Parsha, because Shema is the summary of the Aseres HaDibrois. One little pickbook that you could have is that based on the Yushalmi and the Kolboy and the Eliyahu Rabba, it's not only the first Parsha of Shema, which is a summary of the Aseres HaDibrois, but it's the entirety of Shema, which is the summary of the Aseres HaDibrois. So why is the Torah only juxtaposing the first Parsha? So I got an email from somebody, Michael Weininger, who referred me to a gra on this week's Parsha, which is really a fantastic support for the idea that we're saying. And that is, the gra says that the entire Aseres HaDibrois are alluded to in the first Parsha of Shema. So a little differently than the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, you know, it's throughout. Anoichi is Hashem Elokeinu, and Echad is Lo Yia, and V'ahavta is Lo Sisa, and Uvisharecha is Lo Sachmoid, and V'asavta Ganecha is Lo Signoid, and so on. In other words, it's throughout the three Parshas of Shema. But the Gra says like this: Hashem Elokeinu is Anoichi. Hashem Echad is Lo Yielecha. That's the same. Baruch Shem is Keneged, don't take God's name in vain. That's why if somebody says a bracha levatala or says God's name in vain, you're supposed to say Baruch Shem. Isn't that amazing? The whole reason, we know that, let's say, after you put on the Tefillin Shorosh, you make a bracha on the Tefillin Shorosh, you say Baruch Shem, because in case it's a bracha levatala, so you want to show honor to Hashem's name. So the Loisisa is Merumas in Baruch Shem, and that would be a reason why we say Baruch Shem if somebody says takes Hashem's name in vain. V'yahavta, you should love Hashem. That corresponds to Shabbos, because the weekdays are the Madrega of Yiras Hashem. Shabbos is Madrega of Avas Hashem. Therefore, on Shabbos we say bi'ahava uveratzayin henchaltanu. The Gra continues, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela is kabedes avicha, because we darshan. How do you honor your parents? The greatest way to honor your parents is to learn Torah. V'shinantam levanecha, teach your children diligently. That's keneged lo sirtzach. Like Chazal say, someone who does not teach his son Torah, it's like he murdered him. V'dibar tabam b'shivtecha b'veisecha b'lechtecha v'aderech is lo sinaf. Like it says in Mishlei, that mezima tishmar alecha. In other words, the words, the Torah that you learn while you're walking, while you're lying down, that guards you from zanus. So you don't steal with your hand. Is for testimony, false testimony. The Gemara Makos says, Edim Zoymimin is dependent on Re'ia. Okay? And Uchsavta Mamzus Beisecha Visharecha is Loi Sachmoid. So this is very interesting. As opposed to the Yushalmi, that it's alluded throughout the three Parshiois, and actually the Yushalmi is quoted by the Eliyahu Rabba, by the Kolboy, by the Mishnah Brura. It's interesting, the Gra has a Mahalach to fit it into the first Parsha, and then it would come out very beautifully that the juxtaposition of the first Parsha of Shema to the Aseres HaDibrois. Okay, everyone, have a great day. Shkoyach. And tomorrow's shiur is a special subject and a special time, 12 o'clock. Tomorrow's shiur is 12 p.m. Okay, wishing everyone a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.